Hello, hello.
Welcome back, Daggone Dads Podcast. We're here to talk about Daggone Dads
ding,
stuff.
Ding, dong.
Is that from Home Alone 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding, dang, dong. These are the Plaza dang. Hotel. Yes. For reservations, call 1-800-759-3000.
I love this that you
Peter
just got
McAllister, the father. See, I'll go
the
all day.
Father.
Like, who says that? Anyway. Sorry, we're back. He got me quoting movies over here. That's how he...
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
See, I even... You
ding,
know,
dang.
Yeah. Anyway. We're excited. Got a good one for you today. We're going to talk about a hot button issue.
Oh,
with the
boy.
Both of us. Before we get into that, we're going to delve into some folks, give them some shout-outs. First of all, we got Treasure Valley Eco Wash.
Get
Gene Lucy.
Clean.
Clean your trash cans, please. Please, for the love of Zeus,
they are nasty. They're disgusting. Clean them. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
The wind's blowing my way.
Yeah.
I can smell it. Clean it.
He does a great job. Please check him out on Instagram, Facebook, Treasure Valley Eco Wash. Hit him up. They'll come over. I'm sure he'll cut you some kind of deal. Just do the right thing. Clean your trash cans, all right? They're nasty. Next up, we got Fit Donut. Stay fit, eat donuts. You can do it both. You
get
know?
Yourself a Fit Donut.
Fit Donut. They're delicious.
They are delicious.
They're down there in Meridian.
Yes.
Great.
I just thought of the jingle.
What?
I just thought of the jingle for him.
Uh-oh.
It's probably a little too late.
It's possible.
Yeah. Get yourself a Fit Donut. And that's I just totally forgot the last part.
Yeah, I would close my doors.
Go get one and eat it up.
Fit Donut, check them out.
Yeah, you don't appreciate a good jingle when you hear it.
Also, we got Bison Fence.
It's not bison, like bison.
No, it's bison.
It's bison because it's.
I said bison.
Tatanka.
I said bison.
I'm just letting our listeners know.
Oh, gotcha, because they didn't
Tatanka.
Know. Bison Fence with one Randall
Tatanka.
C. Kenigi Esquire out there fixing your fences. He's also practicing law. He'll fix your fence, and he can also be a defense attorney for you.
Is he practicing bird law?
No, I'm kidding. Like he's a bird lawyer, and he's also a fence post fixer and builder. Check him out. Last but not least, we got American Batsmith.
Go get those bats. You
like
go get it.
13 of Adam's cousins and brothers 13. In there. He's got a big
two
family.
Two cousins and a brother.
He's got a big family.
Get online, take a look at them.
Oh yeah,
they got some little minor league players.
I think they also got playing. They got a bat that's called the Dinger.
I think so.
No, I'm just kidding. I made that
I
up.
I know, but
that'd
they
be
should.
Sick.
That's
called
it.
The Dinger.
Texting them right now. You need to name one of your bats.
Oh
the Dinger.
Man, the Dinger. That'd be sick.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, I love it.
Right, meow.
Yeah. Anyway. American Batsmith, they make Dinger bats, crushing them. Get one now.
Go
so,
get it.
We touched on this towards the end of last week's episode, said we were going to be talking about it, and it's true. We're talking about social media today, all right? The reason it got brought up last week was because, you know, we have our Daggum Dads podcast here. We use social media as a little bit to kind of use as an outlet to get people to check us out, follow us, because, you know, it's a necessary evil in these days, and I was kind of, you know, telling people
that sucks is it's a... necessity.
Well, it is, and I was apologizing for not really using a lot. I mean, I haven't been out in there since June, man. Like, I just... And the reason is, I don't even use my own personal stuff, and, like, I have a page on Instagram, mm-hmm. and Facebook, whatever, and I use it really just to follow people, see how they're doing, maybe remember a birthday or something.
Exactly.
And I got once we started the page for the Daggum Dads podcast, mm-hmm. I need to be a little bit more active,
mm-hmm.
and I was there for a little bit, and then it's just so hard for me because social media is not even on a list of priorities for me at all. Like
yeah.
I'll hop on there, the one I use the most is YouTube, and that's I mean yeah it's kind of social media because people write stuff in there, but it's
kind
really
of.
Watching videos
yeah
that people can post.
It's
and
just
stuff.
More of a viewing platform.
Yeah, YouTube's awesome. It's hilarious. Yeah. And I get there's their own issues.
You know what? Let's get a GoPro and just hang it up here.
Yeah. No.
Or maybe we'll just have our own little YouTube.
YouTube is great. It's the one social media thing that I'll always kind of defend. I know that they were kind of censoring stuff during what?
Kind of. They still kind,
listen. Okay. You
I'm
can
just
choose.
Saying.
Well, no. And we can all choose. Just don't use it. You know. But when everybody from Silicon Valley that all think the same and all these rich billionaires that are extremely one-sided, they can do whatever they want.
They were just in Idaho, by the way.
I'm sure they were.
It was over in Sun Valley.
Yeah.
All the billionaires.
Yep, they are. And they're all figuring out a way to censor stuff you're looking at. But I feel like if you know this,
you can still
head, your brain, and your mind.
Yeah. If you know that that's going on, you can still enjoy it. Like me, I watch music videos, funny videos, like Ed Bassmaster. He's my favorite.
He's awesome.
Psh, unreal. Juliana loves Unreal. Chip Diamond.
It's so awesome.
Unreal. Awesome. So it's got some good stuff.
It does.
Yeah, but they're just controlling what you're seeing because people... It's like if you own something, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not defending this. I'm just saying, like, say you had your own, let's just say, website.
Mm-hmm.
People were putting stuff on there you didn't agree with. You could do one of two things. You go, well, I don't agree with that, but I'm going to let them use this site for the way it's probably supposed to be used. And that's... But if you're one of these people who don't want... You don't agree with what's being put on there, and then you don't want other people seeing it, you'll take it down. And guess what? You can, because it's your website. It's your site. It's your search engine, i.e. Google. They can do whatever they want. It's not okay.
I was like, it's not right.
It doesn't make it right, but they can, because it's their site. You can choose not to use it.
So I don't.
And if the numbers drop down enough...
So I watch...
It would take so many people to stop... I love when people... Sorry, I don't lace it. I just love this. My favorite thing, though, when people are like, I ain't using Instagram no more because they're, you know, mean and they took my page down. It would take... Do you think they care? They don't. You know, they just don't. It's the same with all Facebook. And I hate it because you have like a billion people using it. It would take... an astronomical amount of people all stop using it at one time for them to go, hey man, maybe we should stop censoring people so much or stop picking one side over the other and just let people, you know, and unless it's very clearly like hate speech and stuff, like that stuff's gotta go. You know, if you're hate speech, end up, get it out of there. Hate speech, racism, take it out of there. But if it's like, I agree with this side of the political forum over this side, and you go, I don't, so I'm taking that down, no. That's not right either, which is what's been happening.
Anyway.
I digress.
You're getting angrier.
Now you get in there. What do you got?
Anyway, see, you watch, like, funny stuff.
Yeah.
For some reason, on YouTube, I watch, like, random things.
Yeah?
Like, I don't know, for right now, for some reason, I watch these guys. They make shoes, and they fix shoes. I watch them fix shoes.
That sounds like the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life. How old are you?
Me? Well, you know.
My grandpa wouldn't even watch that. He's, like, 81.
Well, good for him.
He wouldn't watch that. And he could watch some boring stuff, I imagine. He reads the same books over and over again. He's got time on his hand. What I'm saying is, not even is that old guy going to be watching shoe making. What are you doing?
Fix the shoes.
That's worse.
I don't know. It intrigues me.
I'd rather watch him make shoes than
fix
them.
So I love watching like how it's made. Love watching that TV show because I like to think I like to see how things are.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
It's a TV show that's called How It's Made.
On what is it on?
Discovery.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like I like to see how things are made and how things work.
Yeah.
Even though I couldn't do any of that.
Oh well.
So when they're fixing the shoes and stuff, I'm just like, this intrigues me because you look at a pair of shoes and you're like, okay, it's just a pair of shoes. But then them, it's like they're tearing it apart and like putting it back together, and I'm like, it intrigues me.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll let you have that.
I told you, I watch weird things. I watch chiropractic movies or videos. I'm just weird.
I mean, I watch people like guitar videos, a lot of stuff. I mean, maybe that'd be boring.
I was for a while there. I was watching the Pimple Popper, Dr. Pimple Popper.
The Pimple Pimple.
Wait. Dr. Pimple Popper.
Pop pimples?
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's satisfying.
No, that's gross.
No, it's satisfying.
You watch people getting their pimples pop?
Well, yeah, but she's from like a dermatologist.
No, that's disgusting.
Actually, started out on YouTube, and now she has her own show on like TLC.
Dude, that's always been something that just grosses me out.
Well, no, I don't watch like the big, huge like cysts and stuff.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, like the blackheads and stuff.
No, it's all disgusting.
Dude, no, it's awesome.
I've seen people that would like. There was this. Oh my gosh.
Story time.
Gross story.
I'm probably gonna love it.
I'm in college, and. I met this guy, very forgettable person. I have no idea who he is. But he was dating this girl.
We'll call him Charlie.
Yeah. Chuck is getting... He's got a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She loved popping his blackheads on his back.
Heck yeah.
This is so disgusting to
me.
No.
I used to do that to my older brother.
They did it in front of us. Okay. I saw this. I bore witness.
I used to do that to my older brother.
I almost stuck a hot fork in my eyeball just to avoid seeing this.
Well, you know.
And I guess
to each their own.
And I guess this is something that they did all the time. This is disgusting. No. You don't find this gross?
No. Because I used to do that to my older brother.
That's disgusting.
When I was younger.
You're a gross person.
Well, I should have been a dermatologist.
You would have been a great dermatologist if you're into popping people's zits.
Well, not
you know how disgusting that
zits.
Is? That's gross, man. Anyway. I wouldn't even let my wife pop my zit.
Do you even pop your own, or do you just let it?
No, I no. If I want to, I don't get a lot anymore. I mean, I'm not like I'm not like I'm 16 and I need like the oxy pads and stuff.
Get one random.
Yeah, I'll get rid of it, unless it's somewhere like you don't see it. And I'll let it go out on its own or whatever. But if I get one like right on my chin or something, I'm like, oh yeah, you're going away. And I know that's not the answer. It's like the Q-tip thing I was talking about last week.
No,
should I stick a Q-tip
in my
ear?
Like that,
I mean, they tell you, no, you shouldn't do that. You gotta let it in there. Listen, guy, okay? It's easy for you to say in your glass house, all right? And I'm sitting here with a freaking Rudolph the Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I got
Mount
Everest right here.
Yeah, I got a zit here.
And I'm gonna pop it.
It's bulging. It's huge. No, I gotta get rid of it. Goodbye. So... Okay, so you're on YouTube looking at zits getting popped. That's disgusting.
I went through that phase.
That's your choice.
Now I'm watching shoes being fixed.
Okay.
And then every once in a while I'll watch a wrestling match.
This being a family show, do you let your kids watch YouTube?
Too much.
Okay, that's okay.
But...
At what age did you start letting them watch YouTube? I think we've talked about this before, but I think it's worth talking about again.
I mean...
Were they like around what, like four? Something like that?
I mean...
Five?
Molly, she'll get on there and, I mean, she's five.
Yeah.
But she just turned five, but she's been doing it for, like, the last year.
Yeah.
She'll get on there and she'll find just some stupid thing to watch. I mean, it's stuff that...
But you check on what they're looking
at. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the biggest
thing. It's in the main living room.
Yeah.
That we all sit in.
Yeah.
And so they can watch their stupid shows on YouTube and stuff while we're hanging out, looking on our phones or... Actually, sometimes I'll just sit there and watch it with them. I'm like, this is stupid, but I'm spending
this
time with
them. This is the age that we live in, okay? We live in a social media, fast-paced age.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretend it's not an issue, try to take it all away. These kids are going to get into it no matter what.
Yeah.
So I'm a firm believer in letting them use it early, but monitoring it and talking to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean all of it, though. YouTube primarily, because they do have a lot of good videos on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of bad stuff. You gotta make, that's why you watch. And there's also tons of creepers, we've talked about this in the past, that infiltrate these kid videos. And they're doing a better job of monitoring that now. I haven't been hearing about it as much because I think it did raise, you know,
a
some
lot of
flags.
Concerns,
so that's good.
Well, no, like my kids, like I said, in the past episodes, I mean, they watch Mr. Beast. They watch...
What's that?
It's a guy that he, I don't know. If he just gets money from his YouTube, but he'll go and he'll like just give people like $20,000. You know, like he'll buy a sandwich. The person will come and give them the sandwich, and then he'll be like, "Here's $20,000."
Interesting.
Or he'll do stupid ones where they'll buy these boxes that are worth $10,000, and they got to open them, see what's in there, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But so there's that one, and then they'll watch a guy named Preston. And then they watch Unspeakable.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they'll watch these random ones. But then Allie or Molly will watch this one that's like 1, 2, 3, go or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of this.
Where it's got like life hacks and...
Sure. I think Juliana's
just
watching that,
stupid stuff.
It's a lot of stuff that we probably look at like dumb. But you know what? I'd rather watch that than a lot of the trash that's out there. And, you know, it's like you got to pick it. It's like the lesser of all the evils that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the heavy hitters for social media, Facebook, Instagram. You got Twitter. You got TikTok. These kids want to use it like as soon as they know it exists.
I mean,
they want to get their hands on it.
At least you can throw. I've never even heard of.
I know. But you know, the way I've always seen it is like I'll throw you a ball. Let you, YouTube's cool.
Yeah,
you can watch some YouTube. Mm-hmm. There's no need, in my opinion. Everybody, do your own thing. There is no reason a kid needs to have Instagram or Facebook.
No.
You want to get that, like, maybe as you're older, into your teenage years.
Well, nowadays, the teens don't even have Facebooks or anything.
Well, now everybody's doing TikTok.
Well, everyone's, like, doing TikTok and that. I have a TikTok.
I have one. I don't even use it.
I watch stuff on it.
I know. You guys are obsessed with TikTok, man.
But...
you guys...
because they got some funny stuff.
Dude, you guys are on TikTok way too much. Dude, I can't even keep up with you guys.
They got some funny stuff
on it. I know there's funny stuff, but man, I cannot
keep up with it. It's just like a YouTube. There's funny stuff on YouTube. Yeah. There's funny stuff on TikTok.
I can't.
But the TikToks are only like a minute long.
Yeah.
And so... that's why we're always sending each other stuff. Yeah,
but TikTok drives me crazy because it's become like this cultural phenom where like people are creating random dances and it's like a thing and kids
are
doing
that crap.
No, but kids are doing it and I'm like, this is dumb.
Well,
like,
I hate that's
a thing, but well, it is.
It became really popular when all the lockdowns and everything were in. No one had anything else to do.
Yeah.
You get, you know,
China.
You stop it.
China created TikTok.
China.
Call it a TikTok.
They did, actually.
They work hand in hand.
They did create
China.
TikTok. Actually, TikTok used to be Musical.ly and then TikTok bottom.
Yeah.
But, because I was on Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I was like, what the heck is this TikTok? Because it changed everything.
Yeah, you know, it's whatever.
But, But
I get it's a thing, and, you know, hey, I mean, it's helping people become famous for no reason, just like everything else, so yeah. That's cool. Whatever.
So, I mean, it got to the point, like Facebook, I can't stand it. I mean,
I'll say it right now, I hate it. The only reason I use it is to remember people's birthdays.
That's about
it. And that's really it, okay? Mm-hmm. That's really it.
Yeah.
Instagram, I use a little bit just to see what people, you know, maybe, hey,
I don't
cool
post
picture,
a whole lot. Yeah, I don't post a whole lot, but I'll scroll through just to keep up with people.
I honestly spend more time in, like, the search page where, like, find stuff that you, like, sports or something mm-hmm. that you, like, maybe look at or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll see, like, some funny stuff in there sometimes. Yeah. But, man, I really, like, I find myself going through it, I'm like, I really don't care that much about anything here.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I don't care about people, but mm-hmm. I don't expect you to care about what I'm doing that much.
I want people to care.
And I really don't care about what you're doing that much. Every once in a while, I'll find something like, okay, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, what an accomplishment. Or, hey, cool family photo. But when you're, you know, when it's like, you know what I mean? There's mm-hmm. people, it's like every week there's the same picture. You're like, I got you.
Well, the problem with
I'm good.
Well, the problem with social media is that it's fake.
Well, it is fake.
I mean, a lot
of
the times...
we've talked about this. It's fake.
Like Instagram.
It's not real.
I mean, people don't...
they're not going to put their misery on there.
Well, yeah.
Not real. Unless... well, I'll say this.
There are some that put the
misery. Yeah, they put the misery on there because they're attention-seeking.
Exactly.
And they want that, hey, something bad happened to me. Everybody, woe is me. Give me all your attention.
Those ones drive me nuts.
That might be as bad as salad picture takers. You're right up there.
Yeah.
There's the food picture takers,
mm-hmm.
and there's the negative attention seekers.
No one cares, and that
will... oh, now it's like the my freaking, life is blah!
Now it's like the trend of people always posting pictures of their coffee mugs, like, in the morning, like, I got my coffee.
You know what, I'd rather... and I get it, and that's why you could go down this path, like, I really don't care about... that's the thing.
Take a selfie.
Yeah.
Have a motivational
and I know
thing
what you,
to it.
But the thing is, I know what you look like, though. I don't need to see your face. That's why I work... if you really start delving into it, it's almost like, I really don't want to see anything you show. I mean, really,
I'm
do
start
I...
start FaceTiming you every day.
No, it's like people...
just so you can see my...
well, we're talking about it, it's like, well, I don't want to see this. Well, I don't want to see that. Well, I don't want to see... it is true, because I'm the same way. Like, I really don't... now, that's why it's like, I'll just slide through and be like, okay, that's cool. Slide. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, so, oh, cool view. Or, oh, it is so-and-so's birthday. That's awesome. And I remember. That's cool. You know, or maybe every once in a while somebody does take a picture of a mug. I'm like, that's a cool mug.
Yeah.
I dig it. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. But like when, gotta get that house salad, man. No ranch, you know, for me, though. Watching the carb intake. I don't want to hear that because that's fake, too. Because most people that put that picture probably got a bucket of chicken on the side.
You know what?
They're diving headfirst into.
You
like
know
it's
what?
A deep end of a pool.
You know what? I'm just going to start taking pictures of all my junk food I eat.
That's what we really... now, that's real life.
That's my real life. That's what it's going to be. It's I'm going to change my name on TikTok. It's
maybe that is the TikTok, funny... I will give this to TikTok. It does capture a lot of people failing. There's a lot of videos out there of people messing up, and it's pretty funny. I seen some guys like at the golf course drunk. Those videos are hilarious. They're like falling in the ponds and stuff. I don't think he wanted that to go viral, but it is. You know, too bad for you, buddy. Hey, by the way, if we go golfing, you don't video me.
I'm not riding in the same cart with you again.
Okay.
I refuse.
I'm just saying, if that does happen.
We are going golfing, by the way.
Oh, man. I haven't even golfed yet this year. You know, I haven't found my clubs from last year.
It's because you broke them all.
I got to go through those.
You broke them.
Anyway, anyway. Okay, so, okay, here we are. Let's go down the list real quick while we're talking. Oh, sorry, were you going to say something?
Well, no, I was just going to say...
Oh, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, I keep doing that too.
I still have the screwdriver.
Don't you stick that in me. Ew, that sounded weird. Don't you stick that in me. If somebody just walked in, they'd be like, what did you...
Hopefully you have earbuds in, people.
Please tell me that you've been listening the entire time and that you didn't just come in at the 20-minute mark where I said to Adam,
"Don't stick
and
that
I
in
quote,
me.
Please don't stick that in me. No, what were you going
to
say?
Well, I don't remember now.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
Important. Now, I got my little list of the big hitters of social media.
Hey, don't forget Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I kind of forget about Snapchat, though, because who cares about Snapchat?
I don't even open it.
At what point... And I think this goes kind of with the smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm trying to remember. I know we talked about this, but at what age do you think you give your kid a smartphone?
Oh, geez.
Because when you give them the smartphone, you basically are giving them access to all of these websites, all these social media sites.
Yes and no, though.
I know there's a way to block it.
Yes. Okay. So,
but just know they're gonna get a workaround. They're gonna go get it anyway.
Okay.
I'm telling
you
right now.
So Allie is 11.
Okay.
And we just got, her mom just got a new phone, so she gave us her old one. So that one we're going to stick on our plan, but it's going to be like our home phone.
Okay.
So it's just going to be at home.
Okay.
But basically, because right now she steals Valerie's phone all the time, because she likes to FaceTime and likes to video.
And FaceTime's fine.
And video chat with her cousins.
That's totally normal.
Her and her cousin in Washington, I guess there's a thing on Disney Plus.
Sure.
That you can... invite someone to watch something with you, and so you can like FaceTime or something like that while you watch something together.
Okay.
And that's what her and her cousin like to do, because they like to watch the new High School Musical series that's out.
Totally. So, see, and I don't, that's just using
like that,
a smartphone.
Like,
that's
not,
good ways to use it.
Yeah, see, and
communication
we will
is
not
huge.
Allow her, I mean, she's asked us to have like a YouTube account, like her own account, and we won't let her.
But why?
Because she wants to subscribe to her own channels.
But for what?
Well, because she likes...
No. No, that's what I would... like, but why do you need that? I hardly... I mean, yeah, I guess I got one, but...
Well, because...
You can use it without needing all these things.
Well, yeah, but think about it. Like, if... Because you have your account.
Sure.
And so when you get on your phone and you look, it's got videos that are catered to you.
Sure, and I get that.
And now we have just... I think they use Valerie's account or something like that. Or one of our old emails...
Or yours, and so they go to get on there, and it's shoe fixing and zip popping, and they're like, I wish I could see something else.
No. They just have like a main one, like on our main TV.
It's all
through the Roku. She can get on there. They get on there and they watch stuff.
Sure.
Well, it's got like all the stuff that like Landon likes to watch and Molly likes to watch, but she doesn't like to watch those same creators.
Right.
And so she wants her own little list and stuff. But
well, she can search them.
Well, that's just it. We make ourselves.
All you're doing is saving yourself about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And that is such a funny thing in this time of where everything is at the tip of your fingers,
mm-hmm.
your fingertips in like a matter of seconds,
mm-hmm.
that you'd be like, I want my own YouTube account just so I don't have to go to the search bar and type in what I'm looking. It'll probably, once I put two or three letters in, fill it in for me anyway.
Yeah.
Because it already knows what you're thinking. That's how we're getting.
Well,
you're doing her a favor, actually, by not giving her the subscription. Make her continue typing things in.
Well,
don't forget it.
Because there's like a couple families that she watches, and then I have noticed that like if you subscribe to someone and they post a new video, it'll
tell you.
Yeah, and so that's what she wants.
I get
and
you.
We're
well,
just like
you
nah,
know what
you can
you just check it in normal time. Yeah.
So that I mean, other than that.
Does she really ask to use social media at all?
No.
Yeah. So it's not even a thing
yet. I mean, she
did.
She's like, I'm on TikTok. I'm like, no. But that's just because our neighbor, when we lived in our old house, the neighbor girl across the street had her own TikTok.
Yeah.
But then the dad found out and took it down.
See, and that's, that one's the hot one. I mean, YouTube, she was using YouTube very responsibly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I check her, but I hardly have to. I know mm-hmm. what she's looking at. I can hear it. I can see it.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I can tell. The TikTok. Is that I feel like those other ones are definitely for the older crowds, like the mm-hmm. Facebook, the Instagram. That's like middle school, high school.
Yeah.
By then, sure, if you want to use it. I mean, everybody else. Because what I found out, and this is just God honest truth, man. You can tell your kids you're not going to use these things. they're going to go use them.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean all of them. And I know there's people out there right now saying, oh, not my kid. Yep.
Yep.
Your kid, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid, too. My buddy, one of my best friends, okay? He's a principal out in Montana. No, he's just, this was a great eye-opener for us. He's a principal, okay? Deals with kids up to, I want to say in a middle school. I can't remember. It's like elementary. He's like a K through 5 or 6th grade, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're only in 5th, 6th grade region, or, you know, of age here. Mm-hmm. Kids are already getting on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are already getting smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, maybe don't give your kids all that stuff and then you won't have to worry about it. Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to think. There's always going to be a kid that does have it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Then the kids that don't have it, use that kid's phone to get it. Mm-hmm. Those examples were brought up to me time and time again because he was telling me all these stories. He was talking with his parents. Or not his parents, but the parents of students.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, little... You know, little Rebecca doesn't, she doesn't use it. We don't even let her have a smartphone. Well, that's true. But she got caught using this person's phone, and she was on, and she's got her own page. Oh, she doesn't have an Instagram. Well, yes, she does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right there. You know, and this was happening, so before, actually this was happening even a few years ago before he had this job and he was working in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Even worse, because they're older, right?
Yeah.
Oh, little Johnny doesn't, they always do, man. Like, that's what's crazy is, just because you don't have a smartphone doesn't mean you're not going to be able to get access to it.
Yeah.
So it was like, that's why we talked about this, like sheltering was an episode we did.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your kids about this stuff. Talk to them about it. Mm-hmm. Then they won't lie to you and go do it behind your back.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not saying go give them a smartphone when they're 8 or let them have an Instagram. No, but talk to them about it. Maybe they'll be less reluctant or they'll be more reluctant to use the stuff if you're open with them about it. But it was amazing the amount of people... He was saying, had no idea their kids were using this stuff. They didn't know. Oh, and by the way, there's apps you can get on your phone that are basically like camouflage for the actual app. So if you look at my phone, you don't see Instagram or Twitter. Or you see whatever else.
Oh, really?
But then if you click on it, it opens up that app.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's out there.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Hidden in plain sight. So. Social media, it ain't going anywhere, man.
Oh, no. It's just
and we just have to be real open and honest with our kids.
It's going to get worse and worse.
It is going to get worse, you know. And honestly, I've kind of said about it, not necessarily a hard age, but like an age group. I think middle school, if she wants to maybe
I think
start
Allie, because she's
going to
be in middle school,
yeah.
Maybe when she's in 7th grade, she might be able to take the phone with her. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I think that's about where we're going to be at, too.
But it's frustrating and annoying, even though they're you know it's your kid, you can do whatever. But, I mean, she's just got done with 5th grade, and, like, I would say half of her friends already have a phone.
I know, man.
Her freaking cousins.
I know.
That there's one that's Landon's age has a phone.
I don't see the – personally, I don't see the value in it. To each his own, but I don't see the value in it. I don't see the value because you can get them a little gizmo watch or another watch.
That's what
if you're wanting to call them or text, and you, or you can GPS track them.
Mm-hmm.
They can make calls. That's what we have. And there's really no reason. She doesn't need anything else.
Yeah. She's got her gizmo watch.
We as adults don't even need a smartphone.
See, the thing...
Okay?
Now,
we're lazy, and we're given the power of the smartphone, a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Something you used to have to go to a library to use. Now it's in our face.
Mm-hmm.
We use it all day, every day. And it's terrible. It's great. It's awesome.
Oh
I get it. But it's bad. And then you're letting our kids do it, too. It's not a good
thing. I heard about this invention. This is how stupid and just ridiculous society has gotten. Okay? There's some person in China.
Apparently, say it
again. In China. I can't do it. China. Okay. That
China.
Basically, which is... I get angry just thinking about this because it's how stupid it is.
It's all about money, man.
So there's a headband. That you wear,
sure.
Okay, when you're walking down the street, and apparently people's heads are in their phone constantly that they're running into stuff, running into other people. So there's some headband that this guy created that basically while you're going, it's got a little screen on your TV to where on your screen in the corner that you can basically look at your phone and watch where you're going so you don't run into
China.
I'm like, that. Put your freaking phone in your pocket when you're walking. It's ridiculous.
This is why it's important. This is not as much social media as just in teaching us as people. We need to learn mm-hmm. about different cultures and society. Mm-hmm. China is a culture that is built around making money.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, they have a, like, I remember learning about this, like, they actually have a god in their religion that is a money, like, a god of money. Mm. And one of their greetings and things that they say to each other has to do with making money. They're about making money, okay? Yeah. Being rich. Technology is how you make money right now.
Oh, which is funny, because...
So nobody, there's a 1.2 billion people over there.
Ugh.
No, but they don't care if you're staring at your phone, you know what I mean? They're just dudes just trying to make money. And they're all about technology over there. That tech, it's been tech savvy out there. Getting crazy. And it's like that here, too. It's getting like that. People are more into looking at a screen than actually having any type of human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's very troubling.
No, it really is, man.
But the more we give, that's all I'm saying is, like, I think if we can just, especially with social media and things like that, smartphones, just prolong it as long as we can, you know, before we give it to them outright. Like, I give it a little, you know, YouTube, there's a little, it's a taste.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hey, mm-hmm. that's pretty good. I mean, I think the YouTube will be good. That's more than we had when we were younger. I'd have YouTube. Shoot. Back in my day.
So, like, I'm kind of like you on Facebook. Like, I'll get in, because I'll get notifications, so I'll get in there, because I hate it when I
turn mine off.
Well, I try
that's why I don't even know.
Well, there's a couple that I keep on, like, birthdays.
Yeah, and sure. Then I know, I need to be better about that.
Allie's Dance Studio, when they post something.
Oh, okay.
Or not Allie, but Molly. So then I'll get on there, and I'll look, oh, okay, this is what's going on, or whatever. And, but then I'll go to, like, the main screen, like this, and then I'll just kind of scroll a couple times, and that's it. Just to, oh, okay, oh, that's pretty neat, and then, bam, done.
Yeah.
Well, today, I kind of didn't get myself in trouble.
Uh-oh, what are we looking at?
Oh, so one of
the
our...
dark web?
No. On Facebook?
Dark book?
Dark book? One of our friends that we went to school with had posted something, and it was political. And, basically it was some politician that's local here had just said something really stupid. Like, sure. It was, like, just ridiculous. And so she had posted on there, like this lady is just out of her mind, and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, oh, she needs to be voted out. And so I just jokingly went on there, and I was like, well, if I knew anything about anything and knew how to run for whatever,
yeah,
I would run against her. Next thing I know, yeah, you should do it, yeah.
See how that's the problem in politics right there?
I'm like, ey.
We're so emotional.
Yeah.
Okay. We saw it in the last presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
But that's big politics to small politics.
Well,
we're
small
so politics. Emotional. And I'm not saying even those people are being serious. But some of them might be.
No, they
just some random guy right off the street could be like, hey, man, I'm running for city council. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have no credentials, no education on the matter. Hell, I don't even know where I am half the time, but I'm not that person. Ah! And that's what you get. And then now you're voted in. And now you're there like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
It's happened before. It's happening now. Mm. People are literally getting voted into offices because people don't want the other person. They don't like them. This isn't grade school. You're not supposed to like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you're fine to not vote for somebody.
What if I decide to run?
I don't think you know what you're doing.
No, I don't. I'm going to get politics for dummies.
Hell, I'd vote for you just because I love you.
Well, that's just it. Because you're not in my jurisdiction, the one that I'd run for, so.
I honestly, politics are scary to me. I stay as far away from them as possible.
I
think most people
it.
That are in politics are stupid and they're very selfish and they're only in it for themselves. None of them care about us. And that's why people need
I'm running now.
Just that's why people need this. To stop.
Nope,
at least I would know that you would care about people.
Here it is, my official.
You
I am
care about people, kind of.
On my podcast.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm officially running.
Okay.
For Idaho House Senate.
Okay.
Oh, no. Not House Senate. House of Representatives for District 11. B.
Boom. There it is.
I'm just kidding. I'm tempted, but I don't know the first thing about it, though.
No, most people... I'll tell you what.
I've seen some of the things that this lady posts on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, because most people don't care. They get into politics because it's all about trying to just like anything else, man. They're just trying to make money, get a name for themselves, get that big head. We all got these egos. Feed the ego.
No. I looked up the salary for that. It's...
No, nothing. But that's a stepping stone.
I wouldn't want to step
stone. You start something like that, and then you work your way up. Get into Congress, you go to the House of Representatives or something like that, all you got to do is 2 years, two-year stint, and you're covered for life. You know how messed up that is?
No. That's not the way it works. I looked that up today.
2 years?
It's not. You have to serve, if you're under a certain age, you have to serve a certain amount of time before
there's
you're
an covered age for thing. Life.
Yes.
But you're telling me after a now, certain age, now if you're after that age, though,
yes,
you can get in there for a short stint.
So if you were like 65 and you got in, you would only have to serve 2 terms, which is 4 years, and then you're set for life.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But like for me, if I were to get in there right now at 37, I think I would have to serve like 20 or 25 years before I'm set for life.
In Congress?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the Senate then? I think the Senate that you don't have to do much.
No, I think
and you're
it's
set
the
for life.
I looked that up today. It was one of those.
No, I know. I'm saying Senate is different. I know a president, you're set.
Oh, you get elected and you're set for life.
You're set. And I know, I'm pretty sure Senate's the same way.
Because
you only have two per state. State senator.
Yeah.
You only have two.
I can't remember.
It's crazy, man.
Here's my problem is all I know is all of these people have been in there for too long.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And they needed to be booted out.
Oh, absolutely.
There needs to be term limits.
Yes. And now we're into something else.
Okay, yeah.
But no, I mean, the point is...
This is just a local thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Hey, I'll vote for you. Let's just get it out there.
Because you're not in my jurisdiction.
I don't care.
You're not in the...
I'll vote for you anyway.
The
I'll do a write-in vote. I'll just give me a fake address.
Okay. You son of a...
Adam Stuck, man, I'll tell you, man, he's a game changer, man. I saw his ad on Facebook, man. He really cares about us. And then you're like, well, do you know him? Like, do you know him personally? No, I don't know him. I never met the feller, but I'd love to. And I'll tell you, he ain't her, man. He ain't her. This is how people think, though. This is how that... He ain't her. Do you know her? No, but I hate her. Do you know him? No, but I love him.
Well, you
that's
gotta
politics.
Give him, but you got to give him a chance, though, because you get the politicians in there.
No, I know.
They're just pieces of crap.
It's just blind
you gotta
loyalty.
Get
it's politics.
Well, I'm glad
general.
You're loyal to me.
I'm loyal to you because I know you.
Then move your ass back over here.
Yeah. No, but politics, man, is blind loyalty. He's a Democrat. I hate him. Or he's a Republican. I hate him. I only like one or the other. It's like, who cares?
I'm going to run as...
He's an independent. I hate him. You got to pick a side, brother. No, I don't. It's America. I don't have to pick anything.
I'm going
to
cheat. I'm going to make my own party.
I'll make my own party up, yeah.
It's going to be called the
called
Dagum
the
Bad.
I'll be called party. The... I'll be called the Tea Potters.
The Tea Potters. They already had one.
They're like, wait, what? Like the Tea wait, Party? What? But like a Tea Party is a thing.
It's going to be called the Tea Baggers.
The Tea Baggers. Oh, stupid. That'd be funny.
Oh,
I'm into that.
Man.
No, but that's what it is, man. Yeah. And social media has been a catalyst for this angry, blind, just
well,
rage that's been out there for the last couple of years. No, since the first election. The first Trump election.
Yes.
2016.
And
leading up to that is when I really saw it.
No,
it was
yeah.
crazy.
And then since pretty much a couple of years ago, I just kind of... pretty much wash my hands from Facebook. I mean, like
no,
I said,
Facebook's bad.
Like I said, I'll get on there and I'll just kind of scroll, but that's it. I don't really use.
No, you're.
Twitter.
I'm telling you. No,
I don't like Instagram. I'll get on there because
it's crazy.
I don't see.
No, Facebook is so one-sided.
Oh yeah,
it is so one-sided.
Oh yeah,
that they put in some things now that if you like anything, and I'm gonna get this out on Jump Street. I am not a conservative person. Mm. I'm more liberal. I really am. I like to say I'm in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm way more liberal than I am conservative. I really am. I really don't care what you do.
I don't like you now.
Just don't tell me what to do. And that's when I started.
See, I'm in the middle, but I'm more conservative.
See, and that's totally fine.
And I'm taking a test, and that's what the test on Facebook told
me.
And
that's totally fine. And I'm with you. I got you. I respect that. But what pisses me off about Facebook
is that if I type in anything that's considered liberal, in quotes, because it's all up to whoever's in charge that decides what's liberal, what's
Zuckerberg.
Considered. Basically, Lord Zuckerberg says, this is liberal, so it's fine. Lord Zuckerberg says, this is conservative thought. It gets flagged, and a message pops up and says, do you need help with extremism behavior? And with a link to a website. This is not a joke.
Oh, no, no.
I just saw this other day.
Do you hear what they're doing now?
What?
Your text messages.
Oh, about extremism
your
behavior?
Your text messages about the vaccines and stuff.
Oh, I've, yeah.
If I text you something, like, okay, for instance, I text my grandma.
Sure.
Okay, if I had one alive. Hey, grandma, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. And then if she texts me back and says, hey, I'm not feeling very good since I got my COVID the vaccine.
Right.
Should I call my doctor? It won't be sent. And then she'll get a notification saying that...
The message won't be sent?
No, the message will not be sent to me.
How? Do you know this?
Because according to whatever they're doing, they're saying that it's false information. And so...
She's texting you?
Mm-hmm.
That's how can Facebook block your text message?
It's not Facebook. It's...
Apple?
It's Apple, and it's whoever's... And it's Apple, and it's...
You're saying Galaxy that if I text you something COVID-related, it'll block my message.
If it's degrading. If it's not pretty much
so
saying...
So they're reading every single one of our texts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's going through.
They're going to be.
And they're going to stop you that fast?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was sent, like, instantly. You know? I mean, really, in a matter of seconds, you receive it.
That's just...
It's invasion of privacy, folks.
The couple of articles that I read. That's...
Here we are. All just using it.
No
problem.
Anything that is against getting the COVID vaccine or anything like that...
You know what, man? You're entitled to your own opinion.
Exactly.
Okay? It
should be a personal choice.
It's your choice. And I'm not trying to... social media... See, they kind of go hand in hand now. This is what pisses me off about social media. It makes it about politics and
exactly.
stuff. I hate talking about politics, but here we are talking about
here
stuff.
Here we are, dang it.
You know what? And it's fine, because we're going to say it. I don't care if you get the COVID vaccine or not. This is my personal opinion.
Me too.
Have I gotten COVID? Yeah. Did I get a vaccine? I sure did. So what?
Did I get COVID? No.
No.
Did I get the vaccine? No.
No.
But here we are,
now
damn it.
Now
we are still friends.
I can't be a friend with you.
No, we're friends.
See, this is what they're trying to do to us.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to stop.
Yeah.
Since when did... I mean, what happened to HIPAA, by the way? Since
exactly.
when are we just talking about our medical history
exactly.
so openly?
Yep. That's the biggest
These
issue.
These are all things that should be triggering some kind of response in all of us. Especially on social media.
Mm-hmm.
If you're seeing things that are telling you what you should and shouldn't be doing, that's already a problem, okay?
And that's why
if
I have
you go
such
to
a
look
problem.
Up a J.P. Sears video on Facebook, who's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, he is freaking
And
hilarious.
It takes you to, you should go check out this extremism behavior website and
yep.
click on the link. And then when you go to the link, it's an extremism website that you are, you know who the counselor is?
Mm-hmm.
A guy who's like a former neo-Nazi.
Oh,
it's something
geez.
Crazy like that. Yeah.
Former, I don't think
hey,
there's
and you know what? And you're more than welcome.
I don't think there's anything
no,
that's former
no,
about
no, me. Well, no, or he's like, he was an extremist, right?
Yeah.
And it was hilarious to me. I'm like, you know, and I'm all for, you know, especially like say you're, in, you know, going to AA and you're alcoholic and alcoholics
yeah.
are telling you. But I'm also not going to like give them the key to the city, you know, and say, because at any point they could relapse or fall off the wagon. But you're going to tell me Mr. Extremism was out bashing heads is going to tell me about sensitivity?
Oh,
I don't think so, buddy.
No.
I don't think so.
See, and that's why I have a problem with all this censorship that's going on.
Oh, it's terrible.
What happened to the... I mean, yes, you're your own business, your entity, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. We live in a world, 2021, as of July 13th, 20... Well, no. Sorry, what date are we in?
The 13th.
Yeah. Even though we are recording this for the next week, so sorry.
Yeah.
We live in a world now that freedom of speech exists, but only for certain types of people.
Exactly.
And it's actually not a race thing either. I know people
nope.
like to make it race.
It's not.
No, it's not. It's political.
Mm, it's political.
It's completely political.
Because
I've seen people of color on one side of the, say, one side of the political spectrum
yep.
that are completely getting silenced and shut down.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge
yep.
problem, and people just need to be aware of it. And they need to be aware that social media is the reason.
And this, now, if you know, we're going to post this, and if someone from Apple or something like that listens to this, they're going to pull this
episode. They're going to totally pull our episode down. But you know what? I really don't care, because I don't care about social media. I don't care about their site. I think they've done... Social media has been... As cool as some of it is, and I love, like I said, I love YouTube, but it's ruined the fabric of society.
Ruined it has.
We are stupid, we are lazy, we're too sensitive, we fight way too much. Because it used to be like you at least had to call somebody on the phone to talk crap to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you met them in person, you duked it out, you had your little street duel, mm-hmm. and that was that. Right? But mm-hmm. no, now, yeah. all I got to do is go get on Twitter, which I hate Twitter. I think Twitter is made... is a website designed for people to just complain.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the news on Twitter is complaining.
Dude, don't
it's
even
It's all complaining.
Don't even get me started on the news.
No, right. Well, but I'm just saying, like, news is basically all complaining, and then Twitter is just complaining. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And when news... Here, speaking of news, the news is so lazy now that they use Twitter as news sources.
Exactly.
Do you know how stupid that is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you even going to become a journalist for? You're just grabbing random tweets and you're putting that on your news station
exactly.
and saying that it's truth?
Mm-hmm.
You're believing Joe Bob off the street? I don't trust anybody.
Nope.
Not much less am I going to trust them to put on my news station. You yeah. used to get checked. Now they don't.
Nope. Not anymore.
People...
Not
we love
anymore.
You. You should be freaking out right now. Guys got to pay attention. Everybody needs to be pulling their head out of the sand. Social media is a big problem. But
yep.
now, knowing all that, am I going to let my kid use it? I already do. I'm going to teach her all about it, the goods and the bads.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to grow up and have her own opinion of it, just like I do. Because I can try to hide it from her all day. She's going to go and get it, man. It's yeah. just going to happen. And I could be the best parent in the world in my eyes. I would... She's so great. She would never do that. She's going to do it.
Mm.
She's going to do it. I've seen the best of them do it.
Yep.
We grew up. We were in high school. Maybe there wasn't social media, but maybe it was like...
I'm glad there wasn't social media.
No, there wasn't. But it was like... You know, people lied about everything, though. Okay. Even the kids that... these kids... Oh, there's no way they lie. They say they'd be at this person's house when they're really at that person's house.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know... It happened all the time.
Hello.
Hello, all the time.
You.
Right? No, me. Well, listen. My mom probably knew I was lying. Okay. I'm not one of those kids that she was like, my son would never lie to me. Because, yes, I would lie. And she caught me lying, and it happened, and I'd just be like, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, do you want to be honest or do you want me to lie to you? So, but I'm just saying, you know, like everybody thought, like, I don't have a kid that would ever do. You do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all kids. We're all curious. The more information we give them,
just call kids George.
The curious George. They're curious. Call me Whiskers.
My
friends call me Whiskers.
Because I'm curious like a cat.
Hey!
The moon was made experiments. Would you eat it?
I know I would. I washed it down with an ice cold Budweiser. Harry carries so good.
Hey! You were a hot dog.
Would you eat yourself?
How do I would? I'd smother my smell in brown mustard relish.
Yeah.
I'd be delicious.
That's so funny. Hey, and you can use YouTube to go find that exactly. very video, right? And that's what I love.
YouTube can be used for great things.
Yeah, I think the consensus is that we both love YouTube and hate everything else.
Exactly.
I think that's where we're almost
yeah.
at right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's things about YouTube that I can't stand. Like,
well, it's because it's run by the same guys that run it's connected to Google. It's the same guys.
Like, the stuff that my kids watch.
Oh, sure.
It.
Well, yeah.
But YouTube, I am not a handy man.
But you can learn about how to be handy, yeah.
But I have fixed my washer. I have fixed my dryer.
Yeah.
I have fixed things on my car.
I'm with you, man. Yeah.
I am all this man because of YouTube.
No, it does help. There's a lot of great things about YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There really is.
Then there's things that I'm like, yeah, I can fix that again on YouTube. And I'm like, nope.
And honestly, man, like, and I know people are like, ooh, they're like censoring stuff. Like, I mean, really, though, I've been able to find a lot of stuff on YouTube that supposedly was getting blocked, but wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But what was happening was people are trying to use, like, Facebook or something to post a video from YouTube, and then Facebook would block it. And they would get chalked up to, they're all blocking. Well, and they do take the videos down. I've seen it. But then it'd get right back out there. It would take a lot for them to get shut down. I've seen a guy get shut down, but it took a long time for them. It's not like Facebook where they take your stuff down and say, you have one more warning and that's it. And then they never, like, look, they banned the
there's former president of the United States.
Yeah. Like, well, there's a lot of. There's quite a few people that I follow, like politically on YouTube,
sure.
And they're all gone now.
Really?
Yeah.
Who got them blocked?
I'm not going to say them out loud.
No, I mean, but what were they posting?
Well, it was political stuff.
Was it anti-COVID stuff?
There were some. Not really anti-COVID
stuff.
Well,
if it's anti-COVID, it needs to be off YouTube, according to them.
Well, yeah. No, it's just political shows where they talk about what's going on.
You're not allowed to have an opinion.
But it was a conservative
person
talking, and then, of course, they didn't like what they were saying.
It's crazy.
Bam, booted them off.
This is,
And I know I can name about four or five right now.
Sure. Listen, I'm a huge fan of history. You know this.
Oh, me too.
I'm sure people know.
Love me some history. Mm-hmm.
This very thing, whenever there's been a regime change in any country, this is what happens. Yeah. Social media or not. I know social media is newer, but it doesn't matter. The media, the newspapers, whatever it is, shifts to one side. And they shut out everybody else. Mm-hmm. So if it's, say, shifting from a democracy to communism, okay, that's how it worked. Over time, they would put these little seeds of information, get people riled up, get people turning on each other. Then when there's enough momentum, that's when the takeover would happen. Boom.
And that's what we're
every single one of those countries, you could argue, are not very happy, okay? Yeah. Peoples are oppressed.
Cuba.
They have no rights.
Argentina.
Just all of them. Even China.
China
makes a ton of money. All those businesses are also run by the government.
Exactly.
Okay? So if you want a free market like what's over here in a democracy, a real, you know, and there's plenty of things wrong with capitalism. Don't even get me wrong. I get you. We could argue this all day with people that are like, oh, man, we need. No, I got you. Listen, I'm not just saying.
Bernie Sanders.
No, you know what? He's got. Dare I say he's actually had some good ideas? I'm not a Bernie guy, but there's some stuff. Now he's socialist. You know what I like about Bernie? Though, I'll give him this: he doesn't lie about who he is.
Yeah, he does.
He says he's a democratic socialist.
Well, yeah.
That's what I mean. He doesn't pretend to be this or that.
Okay.
He's just telling you right now, I'm a socialist.
Yes, he's a democratic socialist. And he's calling for the rich to be taxed and everything, but he's got five homes, mansions, and everything.
Total hypocrite. That's because he's a politician.
Total
politicians hypocrite. Are all hypocrites. But what I mean is, he doesn't pretend to be, like, as far as, like, he doesn't go, no, I'm just a Democrat.
Yeah.
And then he's doing, like, all this socialist stuff. It's like, are you Democrat or are you socialist? Because they are different. Or are you Democrat? So, you know, there's all these different things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you? He just says, I'm Democrat.
It's
socialist.
The hypocrisy is really drives me nuts. Just about a politician.
They're all hypocrites, man. Yeah. You saw a politician during lockdown all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this. And then you see him out doing it.
Oh.
And then there's still half the population going, well, you know, I still support him just because I happen to belong to that party and social media tells me I got to block. Don't listen to anybody. You think for yourself, you do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see something wrong, say something. Like, if you're telling me to go do something and then I see you out doing it, the first thing I'm going to do is call you out.
Yeah.
Like, if you, right now, Adam Stokes, looked at me and said, hey, man, you shouldn't be eating cheeseburgers, and then you eat a cheeseburger in front of me.
I don't want you to eat cheeseburgers because I want your cheeseburger and my cheeseburger.
You know what?
Cheeseburger
that's
for me.
How they think, too.
You give me your cheeseburger.
I don't want you going out to
give
the...
Give me your Big Mac.
We don't want you going to the salons or to these
restaurants. Yep.
But we want to go to them, and now we get to go and nobody's there.
Yep.
It's great. Control, my friend. Social media. I love it. You love it. I hate it. You hate it.
No,
it's
no.
a love-hate thing.
Okay. Just take out the social part of it. Media in general.
Media.
Whether it's the mainstream media or social media.
Yeah.
All media. Get them out.
There's a lot of good that's come with the technology advancements.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more bad. I'd say it was like 70-30.
Yep. I agree.
And that's probably a conservative number. It's probably higher than that.
Probably.
I think it's caused way more problems than it has good for 100%.
Us.
100%. I think if it would have just stopped
it was good at first when it first came out.
I honestly think it would have been fine if it would have just ended at YouTube and MySpace. Remember MySpace back in the day?
Man, I miss MySpace.
MySpace, man. You had your little profile. You met people. You wrote about yourself.
On
man,
there.
I got my little playlist.
Woo!
Yeah. No.
Love it.
I think once Facebook came out, that was the start of the end. The beginning of the end.
Our space.
Our space? Might be a ripoff.
No need space.
No nothing
space.
Yeah, no nothing. I know nothing space.
Scene space.
You ain't got no space. I got space.
Wait, what? I do? I don't? What?
No, I think once Facebook... started, and I remember when Instagram came out. At first, I was like, I don't see the.
At first,
point.
I was like, yeah.
Well, people just put a picture, whatever. And then, I really had an issue with it when Facebook bought it. I was like, So now they're both the same company. Mm-hmm. It's the same person.
Yeah,
owns both. So now they're the problem with one or two, very few people owning everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they control everything.
Yep.
This is how the news media used to be. Not up until not that long ago, it was not allowed for like one person to own all the networks.
Well, yeah, now it's called the monopoly.
Yeah, now nobody cares. And I can't remember, there's some law that got passed years back during somebody's administration. I'm sure it's probably, I'm not even going to say it because, like I said, I'm more left than I really am, but tend to see a lot more. I see some of these kind of shadier things tend to get passed more when one type of politician is in office than other. Anyway, it allowed for people to just come in and buy up whatever they wanted as far as media. So now the news stations are all run by like 2-3 people.
Maybe.
Disney owns like 4 of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. So you're going to hear the same story.
This is a whole rabbit hole that I can get down.
You're
going to
hear the same story just in different words.
Oh.
So, like the media.
Sometimes not even different words.
Well, I know, but it's like the media. People need to realize this, too, before we wrap up. Is like the news media, where you have 1, 2, maybe 3 tops people that own all the media.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is now like that, too.
Yep.
Facebook, Instagram, they're both owned by the same person. Mm-hmm. YouTube is run by Google. Google is a search engine, the biggest in the world. Google, those guys are all out of Silicon Valley.
Amazon owns a lot of stuff.
Amazon's too. Big, but they're not a Silicon Valley thing. Is he? I can't remember. But no, I'm talking social media, Silicon Valley. Those are the same types of dudes that all own it. You know, Zuckerberg owns the Facebook, whatever crap, and then Instagram. Google, Twitter, they're all owned by like the same dudes from like the same area with the same type of mindset, the same, it's like the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
They're bots.
They're just, yeah, and they all want you, now that they have this power, because they're billionaires overnight. I mean, it's just, that's money that you can't even, I couldn't even fathom having this kind of money. It's crazy. With that kind of money comes some power. Right. They got control. And they're giving us this little pill that we're all just eating up every single day. We're taking our little pill. Mm-hmm. And it's dumbing us down to the point where you're eating. I mean, their algorithms in there are molding your behaviors. If I'm borderline suicidal, okay, and I go look up something on suicide, all it's going to spill into my face is a bunch of stuff about suicide.
Yeah.
Probably going to push me over the edge. Probably. It's not like somebody's coming out and like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this. Like, no, that's coming out because it's an algorithm. It's like it's a computer.
No, it is, yeah.
It's not even a person, you know. Mm-hmm. People just need to realize like what they're looking at, and then this is what you're having your kids look at.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner we are just giving these instruments of destruction to our children, the sooner they're going to turn into bots themselves, probably. I mean, we got to just give them some time. It's too much too fast. Because it was too much too fast for us, I think.
Even we were adults by the time all this stuff came out.
Yeah, man. YouTube came out when I was in college. MySpace came out when I was in college. Facebook came out by the time I was done.
Mm-hmm.
About 2007 or 8, it was getting really big.
I signed up in 2009, and that's when it took off.
Yeah, I think I signed up in like 8 or 9 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took off. But it had been around for a few years already.
Well, yeah, but that was more of a college thing, though.
Yeah, in MySpace is what it was. You know, that was the big thing. And then Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Once that happened, man, and at first, I remember, honestly, it was just like pictures and stuff, and it wasn't that bad.
No, when it first came out, it was freaking awesome. Because, like, for us that had been out of school for a while, we were reconnecting with some of our old friends.
Once they started getting involved in everything, once you'd be on, like, the ESPN page, and then you saw a Facebook thumb like for this team,
because
they were connected to everything, that's when you had to realize, oh, wow, these guys really got their fingers in every single thing imaginable.
Yeah.
It's in everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just click here and post it to Facebook.
That's the problem.
Post here.
No, that's the problem.
And that's when things just kind of got
out of
hand.
It's too much now. Now every thought
because it went from just sharing pictures and like your life events to your interests and just and next thing you know, it was just a bunch of advertisements for these articles for people to read.
Bro, and like I was telling you before, that 2016 election is when it got really bad, and it's been terrible since.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to hear the excuse, because of Trump. And, you know, man, that's just an excuse for you to act like a fool. Mm-hmm. It really is. You are probably already a whiner. You probably already complain of a very negative person. You let that be a reason for you to continue to spill hate and throw it out there. You know what? Everybody should be allowed to support whoever they want. If I like Trump, or you like Trump, or say I liked Hillary and you don't, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, who cares?
Well, that's
why do you care so much? See, like, people are ending relationships, friendships, seriously. Family.
Families being torn apart.
For a politician that wouldn't give you the jacket off their back if you were dying in the street of hypothermia.
Exactly.
They don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it got even worse this last year. During the COVID lockdowns, the social media involvement, and then the election. And now, people are kind of quiet, not really hearing much anymore. I mean, you still see stuff, but it's not like what it was. I mean, you had people, I remember seeing posts on election night. I mean, just happened to be on social media, because you get on there like, yeah, what are people acting a fool? Look at this. There are people on there saying, if you voted for Trump, unfriend me now. You are a white supremacist.
Oh my god!
And you are that's a racist. Nuts. I mean, it's like so. And if you look at the numbers,
well, they still say that.
No. And that's what's crazy to me is like there's 340 million probably people in this country. I think about 180 million or so people voted.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit more for Biden, obviously, than Trump. You're gonna tell me that many million people that voted for Trump are all racist white supremacists?
That's what they're claiming.
At least half the people that voted aren't even white that voted for him.
Exactly.
That's such.
But they hate their own kind.
No, but that is the stuff. Now that kind of thought is racist to me. That's more racist.
Exactly.
And social media, once again, as I square it and circle it,
he wrote it down.
Is the
folks.
Reason for this thought.
Mm-hmm.
This is how people think, and it's getting taught a little bit in schools now because you know college education. We go all day on. How liberal that is. I went through it. I saw it.
Yeah.
Some more than others. It gets worse. But social media is poison.
Horrible.
But it's also good poison sometimes. Like I said, you know, in peace, in little bits. You know, just a little bit at a time. It's like booze, man. You know, you don't need to just take 12 shots right out the gate. Maybe just sip. Sip on a Jack and Coke. Chill out. Hang out. Watch.
Sipping on gin and juice.
Just have a gin and juice. Listen to some tunes. Back. Watch that music video on YouTube. Enjoy it. Look at some funny comments. Look at this guy acting a fool.
Look at the guy. Look at these two brothers fixing a shoe.
People have always been crazy.
Popping a zit.
My final thing before we go, and this has been a long, but it's been a good one. People have always been crazy. We're nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But once you gave people the platform to just spill out every thought was when we really
went downhill were going as downhill. A society. Yep.
Because we don't need to know every single thing that you're thinking.
Nope.
We don't need to. And then to watch in to literally happen where one side is saying one thing and is allowed to get away with this hate speech. Because there's hate speech being out there on both sides. Yeah. But if one side says hate speech, it's fine.
But
if this side, then it's removed and gone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say you're not playing favoritism and that you had your fact checkers. And I say in quote because there's some moron in a basement that is totally, he just looks and goes, who said that? What's their affiliation? You're out.
Mm.
That's communism, man.
Yep.
There's no other way to put it.
100%.
And I don't, and like, listen, I'm all, you know, hey, I'm about free market people having the freedom, democracy, and I know there's a lot of holes in it, and I'm all about fixing it and trying to figure out a way to move forward.
Why don't you run for office, man, sir?
People, you don't want to hear what I got to say. They wouldn't like it.
Maybe we do.
That's because I don't care. I really don't. These people are like, well, what do you care about gay marriage or this or that? I'd be like, I don't care, man. Just quit telling everybody what to do. And just quit telling them what to think. Social media. I'd probably just go after them the most. I'd be like, you're not allowed to go and do all these things anymore. We're going to have to put some regs on
then you. They'll call you Trump.
Yeah, I know. That's right. And I'm like, but I don't even think like that.
they're going to start calling you a neo-Nazi.
I don't even know, man. I wouldn't be able to have a party. They'd have to create one for me.
It's called the Jackson Party.
Hey. Yeah, it'd be called Party Time.
Ah!
You ain't getting on this tour bus unless you'll get lit up. But keep it off social media. Keep it off social media. Unless you're watching YouTube.
Yeah, put it on YouTube.
You know what? This was a good one. It's a strong topic. There's a lot to it.
We could go on forever on
this. But there's a lot of layers.
Because I let you do most of the talking. I just sat over here with my hands in my pockets.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I kind of went off sometimes. You want to throw anything in there?
No, I'm good.
What do you got? You got something.
No, I got nothing.
You got something for me.
I got nothing.
Hey, you're getting told to run for public office on Facebook. That's something.
That's all. It was came as a joke, but then you took off with it.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
I blacked out. I blacked out for like the last 20 minutes.
Whoa, blacked out. What just happened there?
I do. You know what? That's how it is. Social media brings us out of me, man. That's why we had to talk about it.
I know some politics and everything, but like how... I'm tempted, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. I'm tempted because I've seen some of the stuff that lady posts, and I'm just like,
oh, no, I'm sure you would have a chance.
Like, wow.
You would have a chance just because you're not that person. It's like what I just said.
You're not her. Well, I'm over him then.
Because that's how people think.
Because I would be awesome. That's why.
You would be. People are emotional.
That's my platform. Because I'd be awesome. Yeah.
Hey, why should you run? Or why should we vote for you?
Because I'm awesome. That's it.
Rock stars for everybody.
Your hand on energy drinks.
Monsters, here you go. Hey.
Follow me at... Oh, wait. I don't use any of those platforms. Yeah, exactly. Just send me a text. Here's my personal number.
Well, that's when you have your social media team.
Yeah, follow me on this, and I have nothing to do
with it. Yeah, right. Somebody's got to do it. Like I said, it's a necessary evil. We got to use it. I'll try to throw some on the... Our Instagram page at some point. Maybe. I don't know.
I have... Like, city council and stuff like that, but I can't because I don't live in the city.
Right.
So I'm like, this is BS. I go into the city all the freaking time, then why can't I have a say? And then apparently they don't have a county council. No. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I've wanted to get more involved with the community.
Sure.
And so maybe, I don't know, maybe running for that, I would be
more involved. You would be good, man. I mean, and I think of the smaller... I was joking earlier because my point is those little things that people think you need to have to run for politics is any type of political platform. Oh, you need to have a degree in this and you need to have done this. And no, you don't. Because all those people and all those requirements that you suppose that suggest they need, that doesn't get them anywhere. That doesn't do anything for them. I don't care if you got a political science degree. You have a personality of that wallpaper behind you. I don't care what your credentials are. You haven't done anything. You can't even carry on a conversation without sounding like a moron.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak to people? Haven't yet carry on a conversation with somebody? You know?
Yeah.
Can you not act on emotion on every little thing and actually think things through and make good, sound decisions?
Mm-hmm.
Can you own it and own those decisions and not go, well, I mean, I did this, but then at this, well, that person told me. No, man. You make that decision and you stick with it. Can you tell people why you made it? I made it because of this.
As a politician, can't buy me.
Can't buy him.
Mm-mm.
Can't buy him. Because
you can't buy love. Dang it.
I got you.
You got my back.
You can't buy love. I don't even know if that's how the song goes.
There's a song that's like that.
Hey, let me tell you something, folks. Hey. We appreciate you.
We do.
And if you made it through this whole episode, hopefully, you know what?
Congratulations.
Hit us up. Let's talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Actually, Steve wants to talk to you.
I'm down. I'm sure I probably said some things. I would hope that what I said people would have an issue with, just if they're open minded. I'm an open minded guy. If you're open minded, then we'll probably be fine. Exactly. I'm sure there's a couple that are like,
I'm open minded. I mean, there's some stuff that you said I didn't agree with, but I'm over here like,
that's fine. Love, Steve. You should have said something.
Nah, because we're not going to turn this into a debate.
No, we could though.
No, because people want to hear about the families, not politics.
No. I mean, I'll try. We can debate on anything though. You and me, we can have a good debate.
Oh yeah,
and that's it.
Well, we've done it before.
Yeah.
Anyway, friendly fire.
No. All right. You disagree with me. We're done being friends. I don't like you.
We're not like that, okay? No. That's the moral of this story.
Exactly.
Don't be like that. Enjoy your life. You know, make your own decisions when it comes to social media and stuff. Maybe some of you are already letting your little kids use it, and that's fine. That's your choice.
It's your choice. That's just it. It's your choice.
It is your choice. And that's just what it needs to be. We need to quit judging everybody, being so judgmental, and making, you know, snarky comments about people...
whether even if it's to their face, like, just keep your opinion. Like, if it's positive, constructive criticism or something, or it's somebody you're close with, mm-hmm. by all means, have a conversation. But if you're just some random person that doesn't know them and you throw in your two cents, they don't care about your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Most people don't want to hear it from you. They usually don't even want to hear from people they do care about, much less somebody they don't even know.
Exactly.
So quit feeling like you need to go and make comments about everybody.
If you don't, scrolling through Facebook or social media and you see something you don't like, guess what? Keep scrolling.
Just keep moving.
Just keep scrolling.
You're gonna get me going again. All right, I know. It is. I gotta make a comment on every single. Nobody cares about your comment, man. Take your negativity and
how much stuff I've seen on social media that I don't like. You go. I keep on scrolling.
Just keep moving, baby. Unlike you say you liked it and then you don't like. Unlike it. It's awesome. You don't have to. You don't have to follow it. Whatever. That's the cool thing about it. You can't stop.
Just like this podcast. If you don't like it, don't listen to it.
I'll say this too, and I do like this about YouTube that I wish Facebook and Instagram had.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a down
thumb. Yes, they do.
Facebook and Instagram should have down thumbs.
Yep.
You can either like it, or that's it, or you comment, or whatever.
Or
you keep moving. But I'm saying, you're not allowed no negativity. No negativity.
Yeah.
Do you mean no negativity? Have you seen the comments? I'd rather get a thumbs down than some of these comments.
Exactly.
That's why, and I'll bet you, if you, not to say that on YouTube there isn't tons of terrible comments on there, because there is. But I bet if you threw a thumbs down on there, you'd probably get rid of some of those comments. Well, now I don't need to leave a comment because I put a thumbs down.
See, that's why arms crossed. I think one of the dumbest things that they did was put the mad face.
Oh, God, yeah.
You might as well just put a crying face.
I know. It's
because it drives me nuts.
They'll give you all these favorites.
I'm angry! Stop being a baby.
None of this.
Yeah, I just...
I want it. If we want to boo...
Well, yeah, thumbs down is fine, but the angry, it's like, stop being a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's getting crazy.
All right, folks.
Hey, we love y'all.
That's going to do it.
Yeah,
it's a little long today, but if you listened all the way through, thanks for listening.
I think it was good.
Keep listening. Yeah. And
I hope you enjoyed it. And give us a follow if you're not following. Give us a share. Let people know about us. Hit us up.
Get on there and give us a rating. Whatever you listen to, give us a rating.
Yeah, and if you want,
five stars would be much appreciated.
Topics, if there's something you want us to talk about or you're just thinking about, please reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you.
Or if you think you would be a good guest on here to come in and chat with us.
Yeah, we're talking.
Come on in.
Won't be a
guest. Actually, we're mobile, so we can go to you.
We can come to you, be a guest on the Daggone Dad podcast.
He gonna be a guest
with Gary Busey.
Easy. Yeah. All right, that's just getting crazy now. All right, well, hey, remember, your kids are blessings. Don't take it for granted. We'll catch you guys next time.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Take care.